Royal Bafokeng Platinum has swung into a loss, reporting headline earnings down 152.1% to negative 60.4 cents in the 6 months to June. RB Plat also noting that the first half of the year proved to be the most challenging since they took operational control of the Bafokeng Rasimone Platinum Mine joint venture in the Northwest in January of 2010. Delivered tons for the reporting period ended 1.6% higher compared to the first half of 2014, but its production output was 8.8% lower due to operational constraints. Steve Peary is CEO and joins us now. Steve, thanks for your time this evening. This is your first loss since you started trading in 2010. What are you attributed to?
It is a first loss. Quite a number of factors that contributed to this loss, but in the main, it is the revenue basket price, which has gone down quite exponentially. And number two, it is a pipeline revaluation of the stock, you know, the pipeline stock. Remember that we get paid after 4 months of the stock getting into the pipeline because we have got a single customer, which is Anglo Platinum, and they also treat the material, refine it, and put it in the market.
Yeah.
So, during that 4 months, you are exposed to the market up and down. So if the market goes up, you benefit quite a lot from, say, month number one to month number four. So in the circumstances, the market went down, and therefore we suffered quite a great deal. All in all, it was about 42 cents out of the whole earnings per share, which brought us down compared to the similar period last year. And the third aspect is the tax settlement, which took down 67 cents. So all in all, we're talking 74 cents, 42 cents, as well as 57 cents. And if you look at what the impact of all these three factors, one third, it's more than 70% of the headline loss itself. So and these are things that are beyond our control.
Absolutely.
But although our tonnages production was higher than the comparative period last year, we were unable to mill all those tons because we had intermittent breakdowns of the plant. Remember that you produce the tons from underground, and therefore you incur those costs. If you do not convert those tons into ounces, which then convert into revenue, you cannot account for those tons that you did not mill because you sell the ounces, you don't sell the tons. So that also contributed to the loss we had.
Yeah.
So all in all, the mining production was quite good because it was better than the similar period last year, but we did not have the concomitant ounces which convert into revenue stream.
Okay, that inability to convert the tonnage, what was the problem? Was it load shedding?
No, it is the plant, actually, with the breakdown of the plant, quite a number of contributing factors with the rinse, the bearings, breaking down, and the gearbox virtually breaking down. You could attribute it to quite a number of things, but you cannot exclude the load shedding, the tripping of power as a result of overload, because with load shedding, you reduce the load, and therefore there is no damage. But the problem comes when the power trips and all of a sudden the whole plant stops, and that causes damage. So it did contribute to that.
Okay, and that is that part of the operational constraints that we were talking about there?
Absolutely, yeah.
What's your outlook just in general for yourselves?
The outlook is short term, and I'm talking short term, the next 6 months from now until the end of the year. The outlook is not quite promising. We see the prices remaining as flat as they are. We only hope that they don't get worse from where they are now. It is a survival mode. We have engaged a gear of survival. We're moving quite slowly and tightening the belt.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
That is Steve Peary, who is CEO of Royal Bafokeng Platinum.